She on the committee or coming as a volunteer?
I think she's coming as a volunteer. Is she helping with the Halloween events?
Yes.
Okay.
She's gonna help.
She's helping you, right? Or she helping you get the pumpkins?
Yes, too early.
Are you picking them up?
Picking.
Yeah, you do have to pick them, which is actually pretty fun.
Picking and picking, yeah.
I just harvested mine today.
You did? That's impressive. Okay, I don't think we have any introductions, but nobody, awesome. Okay, nobody's here to deal with public comment. This is gonna go smoothly, so.
Well, I have a public comment.
Oh.
If that's okay.
Sure.
Just to give this, and it may be within the duties, but it may not be. So today was the ribbon cutting up at Mueller Park for the new trails.
Oh, that's right.
So I went, Allie was there. So they did the ribbon cutting. The county commissioners were all there, the Bountiful, all the Bountiful, most of the council, or some of the council, the mayor, were all there at the ribbon cutting. They did mention two trailheads in Bountiful, and two trailheads were in North Salt Lake. So sort of some good publicity for us.
Our mayor felt bad because he missed it, but he was supposed to be there, so.
Well, they'd also changed the date.
That's what, yeah, he said.
That's what killed it, but yeah, so that went well, but they're officially open and they're doing tons more. While I was there, Allie let me know, because I brought up the cut, the problem, this trail.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to the Forest Service and Allie, and they said that it's actually because of Salt Lake City's pause on their trail building. So if you don't know the story there, there's a bunch of trails being done in Salt Lake City so that they have trails for their citizens. But they started building them, and there was an uproar from those in the avenues because it scarred the mountain. And so council put a pause on it, and it paused that trail on our side because it's Salt Lake City. They're waiting for Salt Lake City to unpause, and they have everything ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
that's yours, because I saw that they were closing the City Creek trail.
Yes.
Which our trails go down into that one, right?
Yeah, well,
for like 3 years or something.
Water tree.
Yeah.
Well, there's a side trail on City Creek that we'll still feed into and be able to still use. They just redid that section. But yeah, the road will still be accessible to walkers. Anyway, so I'll put that as part of public comment.
So the elevation fix is not going to be fixed until they
until Salt Lake unpauses their trail building, which they've got squeaky wheels in the city, and the council and mayor have listened to them about, you know, and I agree, it creates scars on the mountains, but within a year they get overgrown and it's fine. So
well, isn't that on the back side somewhere? That
well, it's really on the front side. You can see them from downtown where they were building.
But the section that we're worried about, yeah, is on the back side.
Yeah.
People in the Avs can't see that.
Because it's two mountain ranges away.
So you think they just hit that while they're...
It's also interesting.
They just can't proceed because it's Salt Lake. It's actually Salt Lake.
It's not in our city.
There's a tiny section.
There's more than one place where that elevation, because I've taken two different ones and they're both steep, and one of them is going up through by the towers.
Is that
and
the
I tried to
trail?
Go up that one.
That's
and
all
yeah.
Salt.
Yeah.
Because once you pass the gate,
at
Tunnel Springs, past that Salt Lake City.
I'm talking about north, the top of Summerwood.
Oh.
Top of Summerwood. Heading up to the new BST.
Is it an official trail?
It looks pretty official,
is
but
there
it's
some unofficial trail?
Really steep.
Are you talking about the one that is paved?
No, it's not paved.
It's not north.
There's a trailhead
Summerhead.
Yeah, I mean there's a restroom there.
There is a dirt road that goes straight up. Is
that's
that the one
you're
talking about?
Yeah.
No, that's not a quote-unquote official trail.
No, I know it wouldn't be official because it's too steep to meet the official trail category, so.
And some of the Strava segments on the new part of the trail is called like sidewalk. So people will name sections of trail is so that you can time it and see if you're improving. And one of them's like a walk on the sidewalk. Because the trail is wide, it's flat, and so they're complaining with ADA. They didn't have a really good trail builder. So anyway, I took too much time.
No, that's okay.
And I shouldn't have commented either. Sorry.
Okay. Did they have some of the bike team up there?
Yeah, so the Bountiful team was there. Woods Cross team, I was told not to advertise it widely amongst my team, so I made invitations and I only had one show up.
Well, wasn't the original one on a Saturday? Wasn't the original?
No, it was always a Tuesday.
Oh, it was a Tuesday?
3:30.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's why they want them showing up, because it's skip class.
No, it was after school, but it was the weather permitted it last time that they changed it. So
what's the new section that they just opened up that's going from Mueller
north? So that is not officially all opened up. But yeah, there's a new part going north and the plan is to take that all the way to the Bountiful Beam. But I rode about 3 miles up there and it dead ended right where the pipeline cut. It dead ended as it cut back in there. So it's a fun trail.
And the new 14-mile that was announced, that's
opening, yeah, from the Mueller Park water treatment plant, going and connecting all the way to Wild Rose.
Okay.
And that's the 14 miles.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Okay, so a motion to approve the minutes from September 26, 2023, unless anybody has any changes. Okay. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Those have been approved.
I made the motion.
Public Works updates. Dog park discussion with Woods Cross.
Yay. Oh, I threw this in just for you guys real quick, too. Or it was in there from last month, but I left it.
Good to remember.
Well, they sent out another one at
yeah,
7 o'clock or something.
Mm. That was
natural time.
Okay.
No, six.
Yeah,
so look forward to seeing you guys there. Dog park, I'll just do this real quick because it's not really a ton of new information other than, I guess, a verdict. So that area, you guys have seen this a bunch of times. We broke it down into basically into phases. And we've been meeting with Woods Cross. I went to their council meeting. Ted and I met with them last Monday and kind of just negotiated the final stuff. They were asking for a 70-30 split. We said a split's 50-50, and that's what they finally agreed on. So
good job, way to stand.
Yeah, nice.
I'm tired of us always giving in.
Is it a split because it's both cities? I don't know where the boundary is.
It's actually in Woods Cross, but it's on the border. And it's just to me, well, I'll give you like what our argument was.
I would have split it the other way, 30% us.
Yeah, so to me, like I said this in their council meeting, to me where it's located is the very, you know, northwest corner of our city. To me, I don't think anybody on the other side of 89 is going to take a dog there.
Mm-hmm.
So. Because they were arguing we're bigger populations, we should pay for more, whatever else, but it's not worth it. But like, so they did agree to that, so we're going forward with that. If you guys haven't been passed, we already did the trail. I guess I have another picture I didn't put it in though. So that's that border where that dog park is, and that looks really good. We got support. Good job, Camille, coming in for that. So the Winter Festival, we'll be changing the name, but we're working on that. Basically, we have a really kind of expedited process in trying to put this together now, just like 5 weeks away. So with that, we're kind of leaning towards the name Snowflake Fest, something different. Trying to make it, there's
the whole probably connotations that you probably shouldn't use
Snowflake,
right?
Yeah, if we thought about that too, I don't know what the best thing is. We're still working through it.
Take back the word.
Take back the word. There you go. basically, we're gonna run like a city event, like just like Liberty Fest. It's mostly city crews, but Linda does need some volunteer help, so I'll kind of give her some time. We'll figure out maybe any ways if you guys are interested in helping. The logistical side, getting this stuff out there, is gonna be public works, though. So.
Is the name Snowflake Fest? Snowflake Fest, pardon me, because of not using Christmas or not wanting holiday or.
Well, there's like.
We Googled
700
how many other
holiday fests.
Yeah. And Winterfest. Winterfest and Holiday Fest are everywhere, so we were trying to come up with some other names.
We came up with one today.
Cold Fest?
A cold night in Warsaw.
If you don't like Snowflake, do you like Frost Fest?
Cold weather
Frost
is more
Snowflake. Snowflake is just, if you call someone a snowflake, it's like someone that just blows
oh,
away with
sense.
The wind. And,
yeah.
You know, like
you're
so,
a flake.
Like you're a flake.
Yeah.
So.
Or you're overly sensitive.
If we're not, if we're okay with
pressure.
That, we can go with the Snowflake Fest, but it just.
No,
we're not decided.
Yeah.
We're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, but that is we kind of liked something along those lines, where then it's kind of a theme that you can decorate around too. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
If you use the whole, you know, snowflakes or.
We knew there was. Snow around.
Even if there's
snowman.
Did you ask AI? They might have good ideas.
I asked Google.
I've asked AI. I just have the answer sometimes.
Simply Santa.
It's just.
You got to propose it.
You want me to propose it? Winter Time Fest.
Okay. Give us some time. That was too quick to have to come up with it.
Yeah, we're not.
Well, we're under a little bit of a time crunch.
No, I know. Well,
so,
we can have till the end of the meeting.
Yeah, we can have till the end of the meeting.
I'm looking.
Everybody go to your corner, put your head down, we're working on this.
Do you want to talk about that? Do you want me to, or do you want to
No, I
move
say
on?
What you need. I'd say more, we just need to get probably, like logistical side will handle.
Yeah.
Any volunteer help, probably throw out what you kind of need.
And we kind of talked to Camille a little bit, but what I did just quickly is because we're under a little bit of time constraints, we took a lot of what we did in 2021 for our anniversary. And so I'm just going to hand this out, and you'll see, you know, I have on here that Tammy's reserved to Mr. and Mrs. Santa. Camille is asking around to maybe find a choir or group. Yeah. Camille talked about possibly a holiday movie. If we do that, we've been through this with the Youth City Council. You have to order it through, you have to pay a license fee, kind of, if we decide to do that. But
if it's cold out, can people sit there and watch it?
It's a background idea.
Oh, just a background. I get it.
If it's cold, last time we put Santa in City Hall, and we put a movie on in the council chamber.
Oh,
so movie would be to go to like YouTube and find like a rights free like.
Oh,
like a horse, like a like they had like
fireplacers,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
something like that, or like
oh,
a generic winter scene where there's something moving, but it's not like a, you know,
not
a
like a movie. Did everyone get one of these?
It seemed like a lot of
what
work
about,
to it.
Okay,
and then there's no licensing.
Like,
yeah,
well,
that'd be great because it's
like Jingle Bell Rock
or
North Salt Lake Rock. Or something.
Mm-hmm. John's gonna put on a play.
Well,
the
ice
fireplace.
The ice festival.
I don't know, I'm just thinking of all the winter songs.
Winter
Jingle
Festival.
Bell.
Jingle Fest was.
Oh, Jingle Fest would be.
Does, you know.
That does connote
because
singing.
It does, plus you can decorate with bells. You can have people
mm-hmm.
wear bells. I mean,
I like the
idea like Jingle
of
Fest.
Branding it because you're not changing. Winter Fest is just so generic. If
mm-hmm.
you gave it like Poinsettia Fest. Jingle Fest, anything like that that you can operate around, it makes it unique.
Well, he
right
can,
now
he
there's,
has
no,
bells.
There's nothing.
He has
there's
bells.
Nothing unique about Holiday Fest or
no.
Winter Fest or anything like that.
Mm-mm. Jingle Fest is good.
I like Jingle Fest, David.
I
mean, I know because we are kind of planning this to be an annual event.
Yeah.
I know it's like a lot of pressure to name something that is going to go on for years. So.
It's
a
Jingle Fest in St. Louis.
Maybe
yeah,
Skip Over Fest.
Griswold
Fest.
Okay, keep thinking on that.
Okay.
Just thinking North Salt Lake is something, and then like none of these words are appropriate, so.
Sam.
That's what's
recorded.
These guys have
some like North Pole. Like we could do North Pole, North Pole, North Salt Lake.
That came up.
I could throw mine out there, but I don't know if anyone wants it.
And we just
WTF.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. I never thought about that. My mind
even goes. I already said it. Wintertime Fest. Just abbreviate it.
The ribbon, the aerials.
We could put pole dancing on the advertising.
We might get a lot more people.
Yeah.
Oh my, I gotta go see this.
No,
North Pole at City Hall.
Just one question I had, and we can talk about this a little bit later. Right now, the reason we kind of want the name and just make sure everyone knows what's going on is because I want to get the advertising going. But you had mentioned, I think, in your presentation to City Council, food trucks, and I know that's come up. Are you, last time, at least for the anniversary celebration, we just did like cocoa and cookies. Do you want to have food trucks? Because I'm sure food trucks would love to come participate. What do you?
Was mentioned here, so I'd do whatever. The cocoa was donated from Lee's, right?
We paid for it.
We paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We didn't have a truck. You say?
No, we had Lee's came and just brought their stuff, and we set up kind of a table thing, and they did a big anniversary cake for us that we served. But
I don't know, Minnie. What do you think?
I mean, food trucks are easy because.
Yeah.
We call the food truck league and tell them how many we want and what kind we want, and they show up. We'd have to decide where we're putting them, which I guess just that west parking lot's probably, or you could do the east.
Well, with it being so quick, is it better to just do something more small this time?
Or just do the
and
hot
just
cocoa?
Do the cocoa and maybe cookies or something, and then next time boost
okay.
it a little.
Would food trucks be faster though? Because we're just saying like, hey, show up this night, and then they just.
It's a little more complicated because they do kind of want to know what's your estimated
mm-hmm.
how many guests. You know,
okay.
it might be easier to do the hot cocoa again. Just for this
yeah,
year.
I think it'd be fun to have a free event.
Yeah.
So start it off.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because okay. the city paid for that last time.
Let's see what Google's.
Then I will make that call to Lee's. So. Any other quick comments? I don't want to spend too much time on it.
If we're not coming
soiree.
Back to it, is that we're going to come back? Yeah,
I
do want to say something else about the worried about the staff. I think if we could all commit to it, and I do want to not take too much time with the staff. So whatever we can give to help, so that it's not an inconvenience.
So as we kind of talked about it, it is better for our guys on the logistical side.
Yeah.
They have it down to a science.
Well, I know they have to do certain stuff.
And
right.
it's going to be quicker for them to make the phone calls to get the porta potties and the restrooms and the
okay.
firewood and things.
So set up like me.
Yeah.
And I hope it didn't come across negative when I said at council, like volunteers kind of suck for us. It's just kind of in the way.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like logistical.
I did the same type things with
yeah.
our events.
And because we sit in this room and this plan is usually like down to the minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody in this, we go through everything. So like to me, where volunteers are useful is like helping serve cake, helping set up table
mm-hmm.
coverings. That's the stuff.
Tying balloons.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so nothing with you guys.
We're the dumb muscle.
You guys are
just,
not
we're
dumb.
Eye candy.
But much
we're eye candy. We're the eye candy
okay.
and the muscle.
Yeah.
Well, some of us are the muscle,
okay, so
not all of us.
For this year.
For this year, okay.
Only because I
don't like that at all, but for this year, that's okay.
Okay, and...
What was that date? November 27th?
November 27th, it's a Monday, and it's the night, I think the lights go on at the scene. Maybe they go on before, but that's the night, and Tammy has preserved Mr. and Mrs. Sandman.
Well, that's because we were here in that meeting, and I said, I'll text and see if they're available. And the 4th, I know they're not, because they're at my work that day.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I can't change that.
Nope, it's all good.
You know who said it is?
Okay, so I'll
don't
you?
In on music, and we could
it's the one. Yeah. Because either just caroling, or if there's a group that wants to perform, that would be awesome.
Okay. And then this afternoon, after I spoke with you, I took a little straw poll of city council members to say, what's your priority of fireworks, no fireworks, or drones. Are you interested in the results?
I am. Did you just contact all of them?
Yeah, I did.
Well, good for you.
Because it seemed like there were...
Cut to the chase. Yep. I can't do that anymore, so if you can, that's awesome.
Really? Well, I was going to make a graph, and I haven't done that yet, but let's just see this.
I think I've seen it before.
It's been on the news. It's seen everywhere.
Can I put you down for photography?
Hmm?
Always love your pictures. So great. I forgot to put that on.
Is this?
It's November 27th,
Monday. Did we have Santa arrive on anything last time?
Yes,
you'll
see.
Fire truck.
And are we okay to do that again?
Yep, I've already contacted the
that?
Chief.
Bring him in on a snowplow.
Yeah, yep, so we'll have him bring him in. That was really fun last year.
And where do I have them go for that?
So I told the chief we'll coordinate that as it
so
gets
you
a
and
little
I can
closer.
Do that?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Just, I don't know, we'll just have them meet somewhere. Maybe they could go to the fire station, whichever fire station that these guys will be coming from.
Gotcha.
Okay, I have two and three close second on three or four. I didn't get back to stand, but I've got Lisa, Natalie, and Ted. So Lisa and Ted match with no drones, no fireworks, just keep it simple as number one, just none. Then to drones, then to fireworks. And I think pretty much Natalie and Elisa matched that. Nobody led with fireworks. Oh, Tammy, you're on here too. Didn't I ask you to do it too?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Natalie and Elisa just said...
I'll get you those guys. Let's see. For Natalie, drones were her first preference with fireworks as the second and the nun as the third.
Well, that's good news.
I wonder if drones are cheaper than fireworks.
And Lisa also says it's
so cool.
I know, it's cool by
fireworks.
I got information about drones. So,
Tammy, magic.
There
magic.
Is one based in Florida City called Open Sky.
They're driven by Santa.
And I have their contact info on the last page here. And then what Salt Lake used for their 4th of July was Sky Elements, and they're based in Texas. I got their info. And then I just
can't imagine
wrote another one down.
Cheaper than
one.
Fireworks.
Yeah, I think the idea was like originally municipalities would like do it themselves, but I think now that it's become more popular, these services are offering it. So I don't know what the price point is. But I thought there's a couple we could always check with and see. Especially the ones in Texas, it's not too far.
I can just take those Christmas lights, fly around the circles.
But they have, yeah, I mean, if...
I guess, would you be willing to contact those, or just online, just say, do you do a Christmas kind of show?
Yeah.
And how much it costs for...
For Open Sky, it's between the 15 and 60,000.
15 and 60.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's what I figure.
A full-on.
Yeah, I mean, it's
for a 10-minute, 100 drone show.
Okay,
that's a pretty big range, isn't it,
Candy?
Well, so like
they also go up to 300 drones.
Okay, so 10 minutes with 100 drones is
right,
like 15,000.
Okay, which is about twice the fireworks.
And probably for just point of reference, I think you're like $10,000 for what we did last time.
Mm-hmm. And we called a different company this week that we're willing to do it for $7,500.
Pretty substantial for 7 minutes.
A mm-hmm. second
that's
show.
That's
the same rate as $10,000.
I will give you this ranking so that you got it, but it also came with comments like, I think Lisa says that she gets complaints by neighbors or the wife boy having fireworks, and two of them were concerned about air quality, which is a big deal. I don't know if they're going to have fire barrels, but fireworks at that time of year could be contributing to some bad air quality. That and right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So number three, fireworks, four of them, the three of them have fireworks.
Technical.
That's number three.
So if it is a red burn day, how does that affect us with the fire burns?
Or exempt.
I don't know if air quality is that early.
I was going to say, seems like it's more like in January, but
yeah.
I bet the barrels are probably okay. I don't know.
We don't even know what's this from. We don't
care about
their quality.
We really do.
I feel like if we have Santa and we've got, you know.
I think we're okay to not have it. I really do.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's $7,500 we could just.
I'm putting Kyle down for.
With the two that.
That say nothing?
That say nothing for.
Did you go to our event 2021?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was the first city event that we actually went to at the time.
It was really, I thought, well attended. I mean, it's better attended than all of our other events except for Liberty Fest.
Mm-hmm.
But I wondered, and maybe you guys can just say, do you think that the draw was because of the fireworks? Do you think it was just because it was a holiday event?
I do. I think Santa was big. I think just the gathering of just people getting together, it was fun. It was a fun event.
It really was. So I'm fine totally dropping the fireworks this year. David and I talked about, well, and Ken, you know, probably in 2 years, we'll have Hatch Park done, let's hope. And, you know, we may want to look at things then if we wanted to add a drone show or something even for that. But so I will tell the fireworks people that I've talked to that we'll pass
this year.
Everyone good with that?
Mm-hmm. In the
meantime,
I'm going to start a drone show.
Almost.
Why don't
we all?
Have you seen those shows?
Yeah.
I mean, we went to the rodeo, the Days of 47. That's the really the only big one I'd seen, and I was blown away. So kind of crazy what they can do.
Cruise ship inside.
Oh,
yeah, they're amazing.
Wow,
that is crazy. Okay, and don't worry about contacting the drone company.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
But based on
you did great on the work. So
yeah,
thank you
for.
But because we could do. We could do a lot with that budget. And there's so much more that we could do that would translate into more fun for attendees than for $7,500. So,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Let alone $15,000.
It buys a lot of popcorn.
A lot of Big Macs to give out.
Are we going to see your schematic of the event, though, again? Because I did see you put a movie screen on there.
Oh, it's just raw. We're throwing. It's basically the same thing as last time. This is just. Yeah, this is weird.
Did he have a movie screen?
Way
no,
preliminary.
No, he added that based on your plan.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I kind of liked the idea. It just don't depend on where.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got the fire barrels, and then you've got the ginormous
projecting fireplaces.
Or
right
there along
the
columns.
Do we need to make sure that the building is available, or that we have it reserved that day?
Yes, I will do that.
You'll take care of that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Let me just ask you, Public Works guys. I think the YCC bought one of those inflatable movie screens.
That's what I was told.
Is it down here? I have no idea where it is. Okay.
Well, I've never seen it.
I wonder if it's in. TJ, I wonder if it's in
there. Did they just buy one this year?
No, it's probably been 2 years ago. You've seen it in the Parks building.
Because they had bought one, but it wasn't inflatable.
Yeah.
That
was
5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's currently stapled to the wall
in
our
warehouse.
Summer, was it for the summer movies?
Yeah.
Cut down the wall.
We haven't done them for a couple years. But we may get a new YCC council rep that might do that. So, okay. That's all I have on that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was good.
No TED talk today.
Okay, discussion on events. This is big. Halloween. Okay, so let's talk about Halloween event for Saturday.
Did you want to do the bylaws?
Oh, is that before that?
Mm-hmm.
No, the bylaws is below.
Do you have the same copy?
You have chair updates?
Did I not? Did I print it off before the updates?
Maybe.
Mine says city council update, chair updates, review of bylaws with proposed amendments.
All right, give me an amendment. I don't know.
Discussion
what
of.
I mentioned this yesterday. Did you
so it has
chair
updates
chair
first,
updates.
You're right,
be.
But it's a separate agenda item to talk about the Halloween and other.
On number 8. so you're right.
So you're okay.
You can go for charity.
I don't know. Okay, that's okay. I guess it could be. That's okay. We can.
I think number 8 could be big since it's the end of the year.
Yeah, let's just follow this one. You guys are all following, so it doesn't really look like I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, so let's do the bylaws then. Did everybody read your bylaws that was sent? Was there any changes or anything that you saw that was different or that you didn't agree with?
So I have a question. What's the difference between an excused absence and an unexcused absence?
Your mother has to sign it.
Well,
because
like last...
talks about a non-excused absence.
You just don't show up.
Yeah.
That was the only question because, I mean, stuff comes up. Is it just...
No, I feel like... I think it's probably, we had a member of this board just who we had to get rid of because he never showed up.
And we never heard from.
Yeah, so I think
mm-hmm.
it's more just,
okay.
just so some people don't just think nobody's going to care if you've got something going on that night.
Mm-hmm. It's common courtesy to let someone know where you're at, especially, we have to have so many people here to hold it, and so it's important to know if you're not going to be here.
I just wondered if there was a nuance that we needed, but I mean, so it's... an excused absence is a notification to the chair.
Yeah.
So that was one.
Yeah. And I didn't see anything else. And you got your information, that's this right here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
She did a whole lot better than I ever heard of, so
she's awesome actually. Okay.
Yes, she is. We run with that.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess in the minutes then just let and I will also let Wendy know then that there was no changes that we saw.
Okay. So you should move to approve.
Well,
them.
Can I approve them as is, or do we have to wait till they come back?
Before you do, is this where we were talking about the name of the
committee? Well, see, I do have that on mine. That's the theme. So here's the deal on my minutes. On number 9, the nomination or election of a vice chair, which we were going to put that on hold. I have on my notes that we were going to do that in January after the election to see where it stood, because we would have to do,
possibly
we better have to do a chair, a chair, and then a vice chair. So rather than...
I'm with you. It's going to change. It's likely going to change.
Yeah.
So
that's why we put it on hold. And I did have that in my minutes, so that is there. So that's one thing. And then the other was we had made a recommendation for Council Member Ted to take the name change to the council, but it has not been brought up. And I'm not sure why. I was going to ask him that if it just didn't.
It has to be done through ordinance. So it actually has to go through and get approved by city council. Can't change the name.
Well, right. He was. We did it. We talked about it here, and then he was supposed to take it to city council, right? And then, but it just hasn't been presented to the city council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we really can't.
I'm guessing it should be twofold, just logistically, because rather than having Wendy and Ken put together a whole ordinance doing the name change, I got the impression from that meeting that Ted was going to take it to the council, maybe in his council reports, and just see, does anyone have a problem with that? If they didn't, then he would direct staff to do the ordinance to change the name, is really how I thought it should have happened. And
that's what I did too. And in my notes, I had it that we did approve what we wanted it to be, but I hadn't had it noted in any of the council meetings that I've been in that it's been changed.
No.
Or approved to be.
So I think until that happens, we should probably just adopt the bylaws as is.
Well,
exactly.
Can it? Because it would come under
still,
a different name, though.
No, but still under ordinance, and then as the ordinance changes to change the name, then the bylaws would need to just be updated.
Because
by ordinance, what it's called, and once it's changed, then...
The beauty of the bylaws is you guys can change this. This doesn't have to go anywhere over here.
Right.
Okay, and then part 3 of that was that we had had a quick discussion about acronyms, and then I had asked in the last meeting if we could bring that up again and actually have a conversation about what we call ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not if we're at TAP or PAT, but I just thought we were going to talk about that in this meeting.
And we can.
It's come up. PT.
We can't be PTA.
I thought it was.
It's already taken.
Pat, isn't that what you guys decided? Parks, arts and trails?
Oh, trails, arts
and
trails.
Parks, arts and parks.
And my notes, I have TAP.
It, you're right.
Because we know it's most important.
Trails, arts and parks.
Well, to some of you.
And I told Tammy that I felt really self-serving that night and didn't speak up by saying, I like what David has used in like the photo contest, it's arts and parks.
Entry.
Well, that'd be apt, by the way, but it wasn't necessarily what do we want the acronym to be, but what do we want the name to be? So I was hoping to bring it up again, but it felt like if I wanted arts first, that was pretty self-serving. So I kind of didn't
I
talk
actually
about
don't care, it's just ATP at that point or APT.
Yes.
Apt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just thought that trails
really
was good
want
and important,
arts to
but
be first,
I liked what David has established.
Well, it was just, and it's actually Parks and Arts is
oh,
what
was
we've
it
always
Parks
it's called.
And
yeah,
it's
right there on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Trails was never
up there on the logo.
Oh,
yeah,
there it is right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
yeah
there
it
there.
Is. Parks and Arts. That's
but that's
mean.
Never was official. That's just.
That's just one that we.
Exactly.
But
I like what.
But we need to add trails in there because I think trails is significant.
I think I would just.
Yeah.
I mean, part of me thinks trails are just part of the parks.
I agree.
I mean.
Okay.
Could you?
No, I'm going to fight y'all.
I like that.
I mean, even at the trail cutting ceremony, it was like, this is part of our park
system.
This
is parks, yeah.
Oh, then, I
but
mean, they have a
I have to
show
admit,
about it.
Bountiful has a separate
trail. We've had that for like 5 years.
Most every city
Most
does.
Most every city
that's
does.
Why
you're
I mean,
an early adopter.
Yeah.
There's so
just
many
room. Just, we just do what we want.
Just done.
But TJ's a power grabber, so we'll keep trails just under parks.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's kind of semantics.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, frankly, like,
truly.
I called it the Delta Center, even though it was something else. For
yeah, exactly.
Me too.
Exactly. And now
the fact that it's back around.
Brought it back.
I know, it's very convenient for
it
those.
It sounds like what we did was we identified that recreation was not in the area of this
it's
city.
It's confusing with the
it
other
It's confusing.
Portions.
So then it doesn't matter, just let's decide what it is.
Basically, so let me ask, this is a nickname for this committee. Are we suggesting we change the official name from Parks, Trails, Arts, Recreation Advisory Board?
Yeah.
That's what you're,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to put a second page for my resume for that one.
No.
Agreed. So, yeah, I think that's...
I mean, when
so,
someone says parks, I think it would be
frankly.
Oh.
I think parks and rec.
I mean, so it can take all of it. And plus, if we follow what other cities are doing and the amount of work that can be done, a trails committee may be established at a later time anyway.
Oh, subcommittee.
No. It's a full
committee. Oh, okay.
It's a full separate independent committee because there's so much legal and just environmental stuff that has to be done for trails. But that's why they've separated.
Yeah, and I'm not advocating for this time, but scales and art can't change that are separate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right now, if we're all together, I propose we go with Parks and Arts.
Sure. It's already got a logo, so.
And it has a logo.
Okay, so then we need to have Ted take that to the city council.
That's what he'll be taking to the city council.
Yeah, so yeah. David, do you...
I'm totally
David or John?
That.
I
city council, he is also known as the Park and Arts
Again, semantics,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The long game.
Well,
as long as
well,
the bylaws
so let it be written.
Established what the scope of what
yeah.
the scope is, you're good. You can call it the...
So this would be.
And I,
ooh, I
don't have the bylaws in front of me, but
I
if
have
it's, I guess I'm wondering if how critical is it the takeout recreation, and maybe it's
okay.
Not, and let's just leave it.
Just
if
so
we just, it's just the nickname
yeah.
known
the
as,
nickname.
AKA Parks and Arts,
mm-hmm.
maybe is what we. Maybe.
Whenever you do from here, I just wanted to.
I think Ted probably needs to be informed
yeah.
offline.
So we'll put that on for again. So he won't take. Actually, don't have him take it until we talk about it one more time. Okay.
No, I think she was satisfied, right?
I did.
So why, let's not bring it up again. Let's not bring it up again.
I'd be totally cool with
it. Let's not bring it up again.
I'd be cool with
Kyle's okay.
Tammy, if you talk to
okay.
Ted, just
okay. Okay. Well, actually, David will.
Or David?
Yep.
So we're Parks and Arts. We are going officially.
We are. Yep, we are.
Officially Parks and Arts.
Go backwards.
So
back
that
where we are?
I think as long as Ted thinks the council's
yeah.
okay with it.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's why he hasn't presented it. Okay, it's all good.
Listen.
Okay, so let's see. Let me just go to mine and make sure I haven't missed anything yet. I'm working off two here. Okay.
So we'll approve these this officially when we change the name.
Yeah, when we have the right one. Yes.
Just making sure I
heard no, you're doing great.
Yeah.
You're tracking.
Okay. So then let's do the discussion of the events, which is Halloween, which is Saturday. Well, at least we're celebrating that way. Okay, so let's just go around and make sure that everybody has their assignments. Kyle, you good?
JJ Donuts. I stopped by there this afternoon and they were closed early.
Oh, they must have sold out.
It's sold out.
They do that
yeah,
pretty much every day. It's a morning donut.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
I'm just going to have it all morning.
It's weird.
Okay. But you're on that, right?
Yep.
Okay. With the...
really quick, that was 18 dozen that we did.
I know, it's all good,
right? I think last year you had done like 20.
We did too many last time.
Yeah.
18 times 12 is what?
It is a lot.
Isn't it 200? 216. Perfect. Yep.
72.
18 dozen.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what we did discuss. Okay.
Glazed or?
They were just glazed.
Yeah, just glazed. It makes it easier.
Oh. Need a maple bar.
Do you want a box of maple bar?
Can you get one maple bar from Linda?
Just kidding.
I'll
just
pay for it.
I love
not
maple
even a box.
Bars. Those are my favorites.
A single maple bar.
I think you get half glazed, half maple
just
bar.
You missed your opportunity. That was yesterday.
Didn't old fashioned.
Maybe write Linda's name on it.
Yeah. There you
yes.
go. They would probably do
sure.
it.
Yeah.
Write Linda in maple bars. Okay, the inflatable we have ready to go. But that's on the list, right?
Yeah, we got guys that are gonna do it.
And then somebody usually will meet me there to get some tables out.
Yeah, the same people that do the inflatable.
Mm-hmm.
Will be there. What?
Carmen will be there, and then probably one or two people probably.
Yeah, yeah I won't
okay.
be there.
What time do you?
What time?
At
that's
9? I would say 8. Hey, I don't think we need to be there that early.
It only take us 10 minutes to set that inflatable
okay,
up.
I think
up.
You're going to be going through those boxes too.
Yeah.
But if
well,
you
want to
see it at the table, so should we meet you there at 8:30?
And you need music. You
have
a DJ coming
yes.
up for mine.
Yes. So
yeah, yeah.
is there
yeah.
there is power, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have power to do that?
Where are we setting up the music at?
Right by that side of that building is where we had it last time.
On the west side of the building?
Yeah, there's
an outlet.
That's where it was last time. And then the loon. Oh, and then Elisa texts me, and there's some, I don't know who he is, but some guy that has, like, I think, is it a Ghostbuster car?
I texted you. He's contacted
me. Oh, was that
me,
you?
But, uh-huh.
They were down at the Heritage Days
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah. Did you not contact him?
Ghostbuster ambulance.
He never got a hold of me. I never got any information.
It was
information.
The Hispanic
one. It was Elisa
one.
First.
Oh, and I sent
I don't
it
know
to
the
you
name.
Because
yeah,
he messaged
I sent
me.
That number. Remember,
Hispanic
you gave it to me.
Yeah.
I haven't heard back from him.
It
unless
was just a normal Ghostbuster,
did,
but
it was a Hispanic.
Yeah, it was at the Hispanic.
Someone else
group.
Also contacted.
Has Kurt Beavers on it?
No. It was at the Hispanic
yes,
one.
Yes, you did, and then Elisa did too. But I haven't heard back. I did call. You're right. Yours was quite a ways ago that you called, that you told me about.
Yeah.
Derailment.
He'll be there too.
Derailment. We're all ignoring you.
I just said derailment.
Oh, jeez.
Is it a Ghostbuster car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the Girl
not
Scouts was the other one.
Just
2000s.
Yeah, it was newer, but...
The Girl Scouts are interested in tabling at the spooktacular event.
You know what? I dropped the ball on that one.
We have candy. We can even bring a game. So, yeah, just give me a call back or email me.
I didn't because we were going to talk about it here.
Okay.
I didn't understand kind of what they wanted to do, but we might have enough with what we do.
I'm guessing they probably are just wanting exposure. They probably are doing sign-ups. You know, it's something they probably just want. But it also gets more people to our event.
I will.
So,
I'll contact them now. And
okay.
Then.
There's like the middle section too is open, so they could there's button like other groups.
That's true. You
on
really
that kind
do
of
a lot.
Green corner, you know, yeah.
The DJ also is gonna hopefully with the youth council is gonna do line dance or like do some fun stuff too. So maybe with the Girl Scouts they would do that. So
are they gonna do that just like where the volleyball court is or down on the field? Probably wouldn't hear the music as much if
you
could
hear it clear to the other side. Because
okay.
When I was walking around last time, I could still hear it.
What's our weather Saturday? I know
good. Cold, but
cold.
Good.
Okay.
Mm.
I don't know.
Like 47.
Yeah.
Keeps changing.
I don't know.
It was supposed to be raining.
Stop.
And then it was supposed to be nice.
We're supposed to be paving all areas of the city. All I know is that
like my
the
street,
weather's
please.
Not. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
It'll get done before
it's
winter.
Back to rain currently.
Are you signed up for
90%.
Notifications for
I've got
your area?
The good thing is, Tammy, it'll be nice when it's done.
I've been so busy at work.
Slight chance of rain.
Okay. It's the...
Saturday says partly cloudy.
Low of 48.
It's changed.
We're low of 30.
It's gone back and forth,
yeah.
So...
Yeah,
it
since my
snow
beer.
It has snow on it earlier today. So.
That is cold.
Yeah, just
cold
rebrand
fest.
It.
It's always kind of cold, but it's...
Icy rain fest.
Okay.
We maybe want hot cocoa for the spooktacular.
Yeah.
I know I had
hamburgers. Typically around Halloween, I mean,
yeah.
It's, at least in Utah, it's cold.
Well, we've talked a few years, we've thrown out, like, should we do this in the afternoon,
yeah.
Evening, but
I've had a couple people
yeah.
Ask me that, but our reasoning, I thought, was people get busy. And
yeah,
just
I think
busy.
The morning's good. So we'll have, like, I think 8 stations that they'll pick up something. So that's pretty good. And then a donut at the end.
So do you have YCC kids
mm-hmm.
at each station?
8 are coming. So, and then we can, anything that we need extra, we can do. So, and there's like a Halloween pencil, Play-Doh, a sticker sheet. There's all kinds of little things that they can get. They're actually really cute.
Are you
enough.
Doing the
bag.
Balloon photo
yes.
area again?
Mm-hmm.
Is Trish
yep.
doing that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then also there's a gal that lives in North Salt Lake that does balloon art, and she's going to do that too, so people can get balloon art. That she, her mom do that at different events, so that would be fun too. And you got the pumpkins are,
yep.
You're getting those.
Yep.
And you won't be able to be there, right?
No, I'm good.
Oh, I thought you were going to be there. That's awesome.
I have to work till 8:30 and I go afterwards.
I can be there so I can help.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, and we'll just need, like, you know, to make sure that everything flows really well and we just set everything out. Hopefully that we have enough youth council that we can put one on each table. They don't need two, really, to give everything out.
Just might not recognize Jeff at first. That's just the world.
That's okay. Okay, Peter, were you able to be there?
Yeah,
okay.
I can.
Okay, good.
What time do you need me there?
I think if we're there by 8, we should be. That should be plenty of time. Okay, and anything else on that? Okay. Any else? Anything else that's coming up? We talked about the winter, or not the winter fest, the Jingle Fest, or whatever we're doing. Anything?
Yuletide
any?
Fest, Chili Frost Night.
Oh yeah, there's. We had a you list of here, 50. Right? Yeah.
Cold dark.
Cold dark, dreary fest.
Hey.
Drab fest.
Any other action items
about,
anybody has?
How about
TJ, do you have anything?
I came up, I found out.
Oh, yes, I do. When's our next meeting? Do we hold it the day or days before Thanksgiving?
We usually haven't, but.
We want to get year-end dates finalized.
Yeah, we should. We should meet anyway because it will be before the winter, the other party. We should finalize.
Can we?
It's called the other party.
The other party. Liberty Fest and then the other fest.
Oh, it would be over.
The other fest.
Maybe we should move it to the 14th of City Council.
North Salt Lake Fest.
So the 21st would be the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Would that be over?
I was wanting something creative.
But that's election night.
No, I just called it the North Lake Fest.
And we went to.
Might be celebrating. Better be celebrating.
Because I was kind of coming with like, neighborhood, Noel, North Salt Lake, you know, something with ends.
I think North Salt Lake Fest is over. We can always vote. We've got a couple choices.
Sweet City, everybody's playing off the Salt Lake thing, you know. Sweet, what is that, salt?
And then we have the salt taffy and.
Yeah, no, that would be good.
Salted licorice. You add licorice, black licorice and salt.
You could have salt licks.
People making salty cubes. Cubes of salt there for all the.
I'll bring the salted crown.
We'll just bring a truck full of salt.
They make salted crown. You can bring that.
Just a big snowplow truck with big salt.
I did the other day.
You did?
We just changed the names on a million of them. They're all about romance and love though.
Well, let's go. That would make it like a really.
Does it have to have fest?
Romantic thing.
Yeah, a lot of them are romantic.
I was kind of hoping for fest.
Festival or carnival.
Well, the reason we're kind of leaning with fest is to be kind of coordinate with Liberty Fest because that's our huge summer event.
Mine's got
kind
fest.
Of a branding thing.
That's the new thing.
You know, and.
Mine's got fest.
Yeah.
I played with them. I took the Liberty Fest logo.
Oh, yeah.
David and I were just. He was coming up with some things, but
Fest.
You know, just to kind of tie
that's
it in, like
for.
Like it's
winter
a city thing,
fest.
You know, like just.
No one knows why.
Snow Fest? Have you tried that one?
Well, that may have been North Full Fest.
I just like the idea of North in there.
Mm-hmm.
I really do like North Salt. Like, would neighbors be mad about that?
You'll try Jubilee.
What neighbors?
Feliz Navidad.
Seasons Greetings Festival.
I don't know.
I just asked.
All
I just
right,
asked
I'll
the
think
AI
about
to
it.
Create a logo for
and
I'll tell you what.
North
when we leave here, you all have 2 hours.
Okay.
To send me your top three things.
So
I
Snowflake,
like North
Snowflake is the default.
No, I think Jingle Fest was better
Jingle
than
Fest.
Snowflake
look
Fest.
Look at the logo, look at Peter's logo.
Sorry, Dennis. That AI created the logo for us.
North Salt Flake?
Yeah.
North Salt Flake.
North Salt Flake.
It kind of
sounds weird.
It sounds too
clever.
Flaky, too sloppy. Okay.
So it's confusing to say.
Well, we have 2 hours. Come up with, we can go home. I'm going to go home.
2 hours.
Okay.
Northbound Fest.
Kyle, do you have anything?
Did
we decide on our next meeting?
Oh. We were well, you know what? I was looking, and the next ones are City Council's on the 14th, the 21st is Election Day, and then the 28th is.
Election Day.
If we do it on Election Day, it would give you guys something to get your mind off elections. Cause the
can
polls,
we do it that day?
The polls don't close till 8.
I'm fine with doing it that day.
Have an opportunity to vote.
City Council did change because they have to.
They're not doing it on the 21st.
Right, it's the 7th because they have to certify the election.
Yeah.
It's the canvas, Board of Canvassing. So.
And they usually cancel it for on that. Election, right?
Yeah.
City Council?
Yeah, there isn't City Council that night.
So are we? Is everybody in agreement to do the 21st then?
Sure.
At least to.
Be able to do that.
Okay, at least to finalize the 27th.
If it can be excused, then it
can be excused. No,
it's
for your
week.
Mom.
It's the week of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. It is.
The
okay.
Week.
We'll make it quick.
Right.
Let's just
what
have
day?
It.
The 20.
November what?
The 21st election night. Is that going to be a problem for any of you?
Elections on the 21st?
Mm-hmm. We could have
what election?
Well, if you're...
That seems like late, but whatever.
I think we have a discussion ahead of us to talk about events for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I felt like if we do this winter one, then we should take away four other events for the city.
Okay.
Oh,
you mean, like, it was...
So that's your goal.
Elisa.
2 hours to come up with a name, and also,
and
which four events are you going to nix?
So the way that Elisa...
So we have a list of all
the... Do we have four events in total?
We have like 20.
The council added four by themselves with
mm-hmm.
the heritage events this year.
You would have been proud. Elisa spoke up and said, I think we need, this is great, good idea, winter, whatever, but we need to prioritize, list them all out and prioritize our events. And that's
I was.
Did she say that in city council?
Uh-huh.
I was surprised we had a worse turnout for our photo night, our photography night, than we did last year. And I mean, I think
that was frustrating.
Yeah, there was no one there. I mean, and I feel like I advertised better this time. We still got lots of entries for the contest, but, you know, the night itself.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the general consensus?
I think it doesn't have a lot of, you know.
Those that don't add value for our citizens.
Maybe there's a way to combo it. Let's talk about that again.
It seems like outdoor activities do better than indoor activities.
Maybe that's part of it.
Well, maybe you could combine, or if you could do like the photo game app, one of those events. I'd like to talk with you about doing that because NSL Reads is incorporating
the idea that we'd like to propose is incorporating like gathering our histories and fam, and I think that the photos could really go well with Find Your History.
Is that one also on the top?
It was on the We'll Do It Next Year. But
mm-hmm.
No.
I think that was the chopping block, but it's
the
your
precursor
message.
To the, it's like the pre job.
Well,
I'm a resident, and but I also am staff. And so I think, okay, for the amount of effort that this committee and our public works people and our council and everyone puts into an event, we have 25,000 people in the city. So is it worth, you know, even if it's not a lot of effort, because some of these aren't, but it's still just one more thing that I feel like sometimes it dilutes us. So we, North Salt Lake's having another event. Oh, that's on social media. There's another event. And I'd rather just have three or four, like,
yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have two, but the Kite Festival has grown momentum. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Really like the Kite Festival, you know, but I really, I mean, as much as I've gone to the essay nights and the photography nights, I love photography, you know, but I'm just thinking as a value for
yeah.
our citizens.
Well, I think you've got to also consider, like, Derek, right?
Yeah.
Like, to be honest with you, I'd be the kind of disrespected if I had put the time to put together a presentation and not very many people showed up. You'd feel like you kind of wasted your own time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did a great presentation.
He felt kind of glad, though. He was like, oh, I don't want to present a lot of
people. He brought four of his own pictures that we raffled off, you know?
Like,
I mean...
Last year with the author, we ended up buying like 10 books because we felt bad because nobody else was there.
Mm-hmm. I love those books.
Yeah,
they're great
books.
They're great books.
And I felt bad because she came all prepared and she set
mm-hmm.
up her table. But like that's, to me, that's kind of disrespectful to that person that's taking their time and their effort.
If you think about it, so with the amount of time that we do spend in this committee talking about events that get half a dozen people to show up, and the amount of time that we spend talking about trails that get hundreds of people on them all the time. It may be self-serving, but...
No, but you're right. I mean, events maybe is lower on the priority and should be.
So if we had $10 to spend, where would we be spending? Right? That's basically what you're saying. So what events would we do with the $10 that we can do?
But you're also saying even if it doesn't cost much and it doesn't, It doesn't take a ton of work. If you're not really bringing value, I guess that's. I mean,
but I
guess
I
that's somewhat each person's own opinion. But
yeah, there's a niche like for Lunch Bunch. There's a niche for the youth. There's a niche for
the
things.
But can the Lunch
Bunch?
True. Have big events.
Can the Lunch Bunch organize themselves? Does the city have to provide for the Lunch Bunch?
They used to provide for
sort of, I think,
and I don't know. I've never even heard of Lunch Bunch, so I wasn't.
It's
yeah, seeing a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm saying in general.
When does he get a drink?
But to put down the bottle.
That's what I mean. Not specific to Lunch Bunch, but
that's where I get.
Were we gonna light the Christmas trees that night? Is that gonna be part of that as well?
Not only that.
Right.
I'm just asking you for a sidebar.
Well, like I said last month after the thing, I am okay. I wanted that one more year, the photo fest, photo contest, whatever. But after that last one, I was like, okay, it didn't get traction. I'm okay with giving it away. But I'll. If we want to do it, I'm still willing to put forth the effort for it. So if you don't want to do it, I'm fine.
Let me add one thing about the photo contest.
Hmm.
That grows every year, I would say.
Yeah.
I love having the pictures because I use them in my promotional stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I think you could still, none of the winners, maybe one have come to the photography night. So
mm-hmm.
I think we can still have the photo contest. Congratulations, you were a winner. You know, send them their gift card. Yeah, or, you know.
Well, yeah, let them know that you use it throughout the year for your newsletter. And your,
they do,
yeah,
and I highlight
awesome.
Them on there. But so I guess I don't want to let go of that. So that's not really an event like
night,
a night, but the photography night. Yeah.
Yeah.
That puts a different spin on it, too, because do we need an event to go with it?
Both of the last 2 years, I thought were great events. I was sad that more people didn't come because they were good.
We talked about, thought it would be better if we had it as a workshop, told people it's a workshop, so they can say, oh, I want to go learn, as opposed to just a presentation. I don't know if that's going to come out.
That's true. We did a rotating workshop of three different photography with your phone or portrait photography. You know, with the
person. I'm doing things differently with my phone.
So
we touched on it a bit, though.
With that being said, and this is not even for this meeting, but so what's the cookie contest? Who's doing that? Because I mean, I've seen that advertised, and I think that sounds really fun.
It's not a contest.
Not a contest, but I mean decorating class.
Yes. So our recreation department said we would love. They have a friend that they wanted to. She said, "Can we offer this class?"
Oh.
Sure. So again, it's something we're trying. They did a painting class. They've done that twice now, painting in the park.
Okay.
And so
I think it sounds really fun.
Yeah.
It's a bad night.
Art classes, or in that case.
And that might be something like thinking about growing up at the community center. There's classes offered. I don't know that it's under our purview as much as the. Maybe rec can put on
classes. Yes. Yeah, because I would say that falls under there. So yeah, that is.
Yeah. So maybe that is. It could be something that's similar to that. Because I think that's a really good idea. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to come back to you? Want to go?
Yes. Yes, please. I want to be prepared for our November 21st meeting with a proposal for signage for the Veterans Memorial Amphitheater. So I wonder how I. Successful that would be like to preview. I'll bring the verbiage that I'd like and the signage that I would propose.
So I can maybe speak to that because I've made the same request through Ken because we need some other signage that are going to be some bigger investments. We need some new digital signs, our roundabout signs are so old. And so he would like, because he talked to you about this yet, David. Anyway, basically, because it's kind of more in what do you call it, capital projects, because we're talking probably $100,000 to get some of the signage that we need, you know, these signs for the parks, those folders, I mean, everything costs a lot of money. So he, and also at the golf course. So after next year and before our budget process, he kind of wanted to put a group together to discuss the need for signs, where, and a cost estimate, and it may be a plan that we spread out over a few years to be able to get them all. I know that one has waited a long time, and so yeah, I think we should add that to this plan.
Okay, so I would like to bring some verbiage next week, okay, to see, you know, if it makes sense to all
of
you
who have
walked across it and wondered why it's there.
You're welcome, or you can send it to me, or you could probably do that through an email, unless you want to bring it to the meeting, either way.
I can email everyone before the 21st and take a moment to, I'll explain it, just to go over and walk around it. And
so we'll put that on the agenda then.
Okay, thank
you. If you can send something out for either of them, I'd be thankful for it, just because I'm going to be there.
Okay.
Well, it'll be on the agenda.
And I'll make sure.
Well, if she's just presenting stuff here, I won't be there too.
I guess the verbiage will be on the agenda.
I will email you the verbiage.
Yeah,
I'll yell. That'd be great. I'm going to take a minute to clear there. And then it just begs the question, as the project might be finished in 2 years, the Bamberger monolith, or whatever that is, the Bamberger signage that got cleaned up. Thank you so much. You know, would it be a good time to match the two? Because that one needs a new sign. It's been broken, the plexiglass is broken. So I just was trying to think, it's not city, sorry I'm geeking out on this, but it's not city center signage, because I know that's got its own purpose. But this is like memorial signage, so, and it's not park signage. So I'm trying to figure out a way to put a sign on the wall, and then it just begs the question, like, what are we going to do with that Bamberger?
I don't even know the Bamberger sign you're talking about.
It's right by the... Jeff.
My stomach is out of control.
Let's go get Jeff's.
It's the sign that's right by the northeast corner of the basketball team. It's on a pillar, it's on a rock.
It's on a brick structure.
Bricks.
With a little
that's kind of monumenting the Bamberger Railroad.
Yes, it's a scout project, and the person wrote, this is where the railroad came by. And right there. This is before the cleanup, but if you recognize, well, you'll see it at the, whatchamacallit, the spooktacular. I didn't get the whole, oops. There you go. That guy. Does that work? That look familiar right there by the...
It's on the Hatch Park side.
No, it's...
Slow down as you pass me.
It's the northeast corner of the basketball court.
It's right across.
I mean, I've seen it.
Is it vandalized?
It is
what I'm
been
seeing?
Cleaned up.
Oh, okay.
Whoever I talked to went and put the right stuff on it. I took over something that somebody got off. But the plexiglass is broken, but that guy is a monument of sorts, and so I was trying to figure out what could go there and what could... I'm trying to put the two together, as they're both sort of memorial types of things, and not city center, and not...
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you, because I keep bringing signage up for these other things, and I think there's a need to maybe bring signage in general all together, maybe.
Okay, I've been asking about signage for a while. That'd
I know.
Be awesome. And then Stan said he'd try to find this scout. He knows the family. Okay. It's a scout project.
Mm-hmm, that's easy.
Okay. Eagle Scout David Martin, 1994. Hmm. Bamberger Railroad Station. For over half a century, the Bamberger Railroad passed this site. So check it out on Saturday. It's part of our history.
Okay, TJ, did you have anything?
Mm-hmm.
Peter?
No.
Jeff? Linda, anything else? Randy?
No, this is beautiful. I love it.
Okay.
And maybe look for Yesenia on Saturday. I think she'll be able to help. She's coming to help with the
yeah,
who's that?
She
Yesenia was here last week.
Oh, I wasn't here.
She, I think you said it to me.
you forwarded to
Oh, anything? Shoot, one of these that
uh-huh,
wanted to
yeah,
be involved.
And she came and helped us.
I randomly put that on one of the posts. Anyone interested in getting involved in
yeah.
some of
so we
stuff?
Invited her to
okay.
the meeting, and then she's helped us out. So it's pretty great. David, anything else? John?
I was looking, so we have council meeting on the 7th November, so there's nothing on the 14th.
Oh, that, okay, so I was wrong. Should we move it to the 14th?
If you want to have the meeting on the 14th, then that leaves election day.
Election day and
okay, so let's do the
14th
then.
You can do
the
14th.
I'm sorry, I
no,
thought I, was, I had it backwards then.
Okay. Well, normally it's canceled on the 7th because of election, but since the election got
okay, maybe that's why I have the announcements backwards.
It did mess everything up.
It did, didn't it?
Here's some new names. Snowtopia.
Well, the 14th is also...
Who's one of the game?
John.
Blizzard Bash?
The 14th is Planning Commission. That's the second Tuesday anyway.
Yeah.
Do I put that in the notes?
Yeah. But you were saying
okay,
there wasn't city council,
okay.
but I'm saying there was.
Philly's
it's
okay.
fine. Yeah.
I like that one too.
2-1, what inning?
Snowtopia.
Fourth. In the fourth.
Snowtopia. Snowtopia. Good luck with that.
Google.
Dallas.
Got it in there.
Dallas, I'll see. Own it.
I can own it. That's intellectual property.
I know.
Okay. Wow, you're just gone all the time. It's okay.
Not all the time, just all the right time.
That's good. Wait for
There's
you.
A flower.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
thank you. A motion to adjourn the meeting until November 14th at 6 o'clock.
So much. Okay.
All in favor? Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
I mean, that's why everyone's
Well, there's a game.
Thank you.
It's a great game.
Snowtopia ski resort. Ski resort.
Where's it at?
It's a game.
Oh, it's a game.
Steam game.
Hey.
Okay. Ski resort tycoon.
Let me call you back in just like 10 minutes.
Is that what you're talking about?
It might get really popular.
Oh.
That was well attended.
There's a lot of bikers that are
That's true.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. I do
remember
that.
Hi.
You like the little frost fest?
Perfect.
Frost fest is good, too.
Like frost.